An overlooked gardening task could cause big trouble for yards. Experts say ignoring it could lead to pest infestations, weed growth, and dead lawns. This summer's heat has been tough on our gardens, with many fruit trees already dropping their crop earlier than usual. However, experts say that failing to pick up fallen fruits this late summer can lead to a myriad of garden-related issues, potentially costing hundreds of dollars. Because of this, an expert from Homestars.com warns that it's essential to collect and remove fruit as soon as it hits the ground. Fruit trees are a staple in millions of yards, but leaving fallen fruit can cause a multitude of problems. From attracting pests to ruining your grass, there are a variety of ways in which allowing fruit to rot in your yard is a problem. While some of these issues, such as an unpleasant smell, are just annoying, others could actually cause serious issues that need professional intervention. These issues can be easily avoided by the quick collection of fruits and their suitable removal. Ideally, fallen fruit should be picked up before the rotting process begins. In hot weather, fallen fruit can begin to rot within hours, attracting wasps and other pests. Once this process is further down the line, seeds from the fruit can be spread into other areas of your garden, leading to new, unwanted seedlings growing. If you have a large tree or yield, the fallen fruit can also kill off the grass underneath it within a few days, leading to patchy brown areas. Composting the fruit is a good idea as the decomposition process is exactly what composting achieves. Rotten fruit actually provides a head start to the decomposition process because the mold is just one of the many microorganisms that break down organic material. To prevent issues like pests or bad odors, make sure your compost pile is balanced with enough brown materials like leaves or cardboard, keep it covered, and chop up large pieces before adding them to the pile. If you have fallen apples that are diseased, it's better to destroy them rather than compost them. Colleen McGrory says it's essential to collect and remove fallen fruit as swiftly as possible. Yards can be a lot of work in summer when plants and lawns are growing fast and you're watering often. So it's understandable that people may neglect to collect fallen fruit when it seems like an unnecessary job. However, it's actually vital to remove rotting fruits. They can attract not only wasps and hornets, but also rats. This could lead to the need for professional pest control, not a cheap job. It can also lead to plants self-seeding and saplings springing up all over your lawn. Problems caused by leaving fruits to rot. Attracting pests. Wasps, bees, and insects all love fresh and newly rotting fruit. This may affect your ability to enjoy your yard and could lead to stings or bites. However, the bigger problem is when rotting fruit attracts vermin such as rats. Rats are attracted to the smell of the fruit, and it can provide a good food source for them. A rat infestation can be distressing and also extremely costly, with prices for pest removal starting at $100, and often can cost much more should they prove tricky to eradicate. Diseases. Unfortunately, fallen fruit is a breeding ground for many bacteria and fungi if the fruit is left to rot on the lawn. This is problematic because it could spread to the tree itself, as well as neighboring healthy plants. If your tree becomes diseased and needs removal, the costs can be more than $200. Fighting to save diseased trees can also be extremely costly, and methods are often ineffective. Weed growth. Weeds can commonly grow around fruit trees if fallen fruit is not removed. This is because the soil receives rich organic matter, which provides perfect growing conditions for weeds. While removing weeds can be done yourself, it tends to become an ongoing job once they are established in an area. The cost of weed killer should be taken into account, and the time of your gardener if you have one. Ruin your lawn. Fruit that has fallen onto the lawn will impact the grass in several ways, including by blocking the sunlight and air from reaching the grass, as well as the weight of the fruit flattening the blades. This will damage or even kill your grass if the fruit is not removed. In just one day, the grass can begin to yellow, in 2 days, it can enter a dormant state, and after just 2 weeks of fallen fruit, it can begin to die. The cost of reviving a lawn can be significant, with lawn treatments being expensive and sometimes ineffective. In the worst-case scenario, re-turfing may be necessary. Plant spread for certain trees. While fruit may be a food source for us, to a tree, its fruits are a way of dispersing its seeds. For this reason, leaving fruit on your lawn can spread the seeds rapidly, until your whole garden is full of fruit tree saplings. Species such as apple trees can spread rapidly through their fruit. If that's not your aim, it's best to remove your fruit before you have a forest of saplings in your lawn.